homosexual sex, and combined with straight up homosexuals. That's what's going on here. And by the way, that's what the church has failed to address, and continues to fail to address as this scandal goes on. So he goes through all this stuff that is that's going on that we all know, and then he comes to this conclusion, or midway, this is the point that he's going to pivot from. So, if the problem is all those hippie priests from the 60s, who better to blame for it than Frank the Hippie Pope? Of course, he's talking about Papa Francis. This is a form of deep denial. First of all, Mr. Jasinski, I don't know anyone that's blaming Papa Francis for this. I'm not. And I hang around with a bunch of rigids. I speak with rigids. I talk with rigids. I hang out with rigids. I employ rigids. I don't know anyone that's blaming Papa Francis. Ms. O'Connell, you don't know anyone's blaming Papa Francis for this? Nobody's blaming the Pope. They may be blaming the Pope for not acting as he should have when he was presented information. Yes, we may be blaming him for that, and I think that that's something that will be vindicated in that. I believe that's the correct course of action. And I think others that are in positions of hierarchical authority, which I don't have, I'm just Bubus Americanus Catholicus Laetus. But can I actually say, well, you know what? I don't think that that's right. I don't think the Holy Father should be doing it. And if he did do that, others have said Papa Francis ought to step down. I haven't gone that far. I think it's a valid point of view to discuss, but only he can make that decision. Him and God. God makes that decision. Okay? I want to pause right here with this denial stuff from Robert Trzynski at the Federalist. Again, the title of the piece is "The Catholic Church is Losing Its War on Human Nature." We're not at war with human nature, Robert Trzynski at the Federalist. You don't know what you're talking about. I want to come back to it because we have a lot to cover here in our monologue. So I began also, I teased you with this letter. Statement by President Jim Toohey regarding the rift within the church. These stories are all linked together. There is nothing new about the rift between, now listen to this, about the rift between Pope Francis and some conservative members of the church hierarchy. The battle line seemed to have been formed 5 years ago, shortly after the Pope ascended to the chair of St. Peter. In 2013, in his first major publication, The Joy of the Gospel, the Pope described confreres who ultimately trust only in their own powers and feel superior to others because they observe certain rules or remain intransigently, Barrett Brief Challenge word number one, intransigently faithful to a particular Catholic style. This is how we started to become called rigids, because the Pope used the term rigids, which is to say, if you guys weren't so married to your stupid ideology and you'd see what life is like, you know, maybe being a lukewarm and filled with novelty and what have you here, then you'd see the real joy and the true beauty of the faith. But wait a minute. What if I'm actually spiritually and maybe even metaphysically benefiting from tradition, from fasting, benefiting from rigid prayer routines, benefiting from observing, yes, old ancient rules? Why? They work for St. Augustine. Why can't they work for me? They work for St. Catherine of Siena. Why can't they work for me? They work for St. Padre Pio. He didn't die until 1966. Why can't they work for me? So there's this idea here that, well, you know, better church play. That was then, this is now. We need to move on. What is saying, doing the sign of the cross? Should we move on with that too? I mean, just think of how rigid you must appear when you're in public here in Mary's dowry and you're getting ready to share a meal with friends when you stop all that you're doing and it's like the old E.F. Hutton commercials. Yeah, you remember? Remember, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Well, when Catholics stop to pray before a meal, people listen.